He stifled a belch, muttered something, and glowered at Russ.
Security is something that needs to be shored up, sure, but that's the entire banking industry, not just crypto.
Whatever, Russ said. We'll respectfully agree to disagree.
Philip snickered, gesturing to the yacht.
Another pump or two and I'll be able to afford one of these babies.
Or you could just work, Russ said under his breath.
Bill fought a smirk, barely one, and turned to Ellen. She looked bored and a little anxious.
Ready for a stroll around the boat?
Yes,
she said gratefully, and offered him her hand. Excuse us, Bill said softly. He and Ellen stood from their chairs and walked to the short, steep staircase. As they passed below the flybridge deck, Bill heard Philip starting in again about some meme coin. Holy shit, am I glad we escaped that. He led her to the port side, where they were still protected from the sun.
That guy probably masturbates to the crypto exchange prices,
Ellen whispered above the engines and the grinding ocean. Bill grinned.
Probably worse than that. Still not as bad as being locked up with him in a boat for a morning.
Could be worse.
Ellen raised a brow and squeezed his hand.
And how exactly could it be worse?
Bill said flatly, his eyes narrowing. You could be stuck on an island with him.
Oh.
Ellen squeezed again, this time much harder, her nails indenting into his palm.
Shit, I forgot about that.
Chuckling, he put an arm around her waist and kissed her. We'll ignore him. It's a large enough island to make that possible.
Sure, Ellen said. But I might drown him if he talks about crypto while we're snorkeling.
The word gave him a chill. He'd always wanted to try it, and now was finally his chance. Only problem? He wasn't that great of a swimmer. Ellen had told him it wouldn't be a problem. She'd make sure of it. He trusted her, but not himself.
Why did they let you talk me into this? Ellen asked.
He shrugged sheepishly. Because I didn't want to come alone?
Uh-huh,
she said, her mock anger making him smile.
5 days with these assholes?
Keep in mind that we're guests of my boss's boss's boss. Ellen tousled her blonde hair.
You hate marketing. You loathe crypto people.
Yes, he sighed. I do, but they're guests like we are.
Well, don't take any shit from them. You're an executive, too,
she reminded him. He shook his head, fighting the swell of anger suddenly burning in his stomach.
Not like him. I certainly don't make that kind of money.
I'm glad. You were an asshole when you got promoted. Can't imagine how insufferable you'd be if you were chief architect and pulling down 7 figures.
He chuckled and squeezed her hip.
That still might happen. Anything's possible.
The pair went silent as they stared out over the ocean. There weren't any boats in the area, at least none that he could see, and he suddenly felt very small. The 90-foot yacht, with berths for 12, had seemed huge when they boarded it. But now that the ocean was all he could see in every direction, he realized the boat was nothing more than a speck on a seemingly infinite plane. He shivered at the thought. She touched his hand and he clenched his fingers around hers. Ellen leaned in and kissed him gently on the cheek.
At least I'll finally get some alone time with you.
Alone time. He'd been working 90-hour weeks for the past several months, designing and implementing a new security model for Green's flagship software product. He and 3 developers had managed to make it happen, but the project had been understaffed from the get-go. Combined with not enough design time, the crunch had been awful. 1 developer's husband had threatened divorce if it happened again. That was the reason he and Ellen were even on this boat, let alone heading to one of Green's private islands. The multi-billionaire occasionally rewarded heroic efforts by plebeians like Bill. Cash, new cars, trips to private islands, and even the occasional new house were all possibilities. With that kind of money, Green could buy anything he wanted, and probably anyone he wanted, Bill thought. She squeezed his ass and he started, looking at her in surprise.
What was that for?
For later, she said, leaned in and kissed him deeply. I'm still hoping for a Bill Jr., you know.
He blushed and she squeezed him again. He was suddenly glad he faced the gunwale while his erection pointed out of his sun pants like a battering ram. Changing the subject, he said,
Brandon told me we'll be eating lunch an hour or two after we hit the island. Guess after that we can have a nap.
And playtime?
Bill shook his head with a gentle smile, cheeks flushed.
Yes, ma'am. Playtime.
She grazed the bulge in his shorts with her fingers and he sighed.
Just don't keep me waiting too long.
No, ma'am, he said softly and kissed her.
Bill moved to embrace her, and the constant engine growl lowered into an aggressive purr. The pair swayed with the boat as it decelerated.